Please welcome Walter Smith III and his quintet.
This is Apollo.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Walter Smith III Quintet here at Berklee College of Music. I'm Josh Jackson, and this is the Checkout Live. 2003. Do you even remember 10 years ago, Walter?
Of course, man. Just yesterday.
Just yesterday, right?
Absolutely.
But in all honesty, I mean, as you look at the time since you've left Berklee College, you know, you got all this great education through both the HSPVA in Houston and then also here. Do you kind of feel like the last few years have been the most kind of rapid growth as a musician? I mean, because you've been on the road with Terrence Blanchard, with Ambrose Akinmusire. I mean, I know you're sharpening your skills at Madden football, but...
That's true. But they don't need to be sharpened, though. That growth has not changed.
Oh, okay, very good. Still right. Dominant.
He likes to think he can play, but he cheats. He does fake field goals all the time, so...
Uh-huh.
They do work, but it's not fair. So to answer your other part of the question, let me get comfortable so I can actually see you. Yeah, for sure. Rapid growth.
All right.
Definitely. I still play the same stuff, but I feel like I've gotten better at playing it over the last few years.
Excellent. you opened up with an original composition of Apollo. It's going to be featured on Kendrick Scott's upcoming recording, Conviction. Mm-hmm. And you're now label mates. You're on Concord Records, so something to look forward to in the future from Walter Smith.
In the distant future, yes.
All right.
Somewhere April 2014.
And you're dealing with new music tonight because the last tune you told me the title was Brackets Title.
Yes, it came out of nowhere, so it has no real title. It's still not finished. It's still a work in progress, but for now, Brackets Title.
Right.
Kind of says enough about it.
You do have a title for the next new song of yours. What is it?
July.
All right.
Yeah.
Walter Smith.
All right.
Live at Berklee. Thank you.
Thank you.
Walter Smith III on the tenor saxophone.
Thank you.
Taylor Eichsee on piano. A composition, well, co-composed, actually, Jason Moran and Andrew Hill.
Yes.
Of all the songs from Jason Moran, who you've known for quite a while, mm-hmm. why did you select that one?
It was just one that I'd heard on one of his records. I think it's on...
Same Mother.
Same Mother, yes. Yeah. Thank you. But I always liked it. It's duo with Marvin Sewell, right?
Right, the guitarist.
And just something about it. I wanted to see it on paper. I like the way it kind of, the way they did it. And he brought it into the studio and we read it down once. And it kind of, you know, he's an amazing musician to play with. He's very intuitive. So kind of anything you do, he kind of catches you and kind of leads you into the space where you want to be. So
he's listening.
He is listening. Which makes up for me who is not listening. So, but it works very.
Don't believe that.
It works really well. It could have been anything to play duo with him, but that piece in particular kind of just spoke to me, I guess, when I heard it on his record.
What happens, Walter, when a musician hears a piece of music and you have a certain perception about that piece and then you see it written? There is a difference, as you said.
Yes, there is. Usually it becomes harder when you see it on paper, for me at least. A lot of times things make sense when you kind of sing along with it or are just listening to it, and then when you see it there, you realize that it's actually more complex than what you imagined that it was, just in a cursory listen, you know, not really paying attention to bars changing and form the same way as you are when you're looking at it on paper. And little things like reharmonizations that are kind of subtle in some arrangements that you don't necessarily pick up on. Which something like that tune was the case. It sounded really straightforward, and it is not necessarily the case.
That's sort of the beauty of all this, right?
It is, absolutely.
Walter Smith is at Berklee College of Music at the Red Room at Cafe 939. I should tell our audience in New York, at the very least, that they'll have an opportunity to hear this group in the next 2 days.
Yes.
At Jazz Gallery.
Jazz Gallery, tomorrow and Saturday, yeah.
Walter, you're also part... as well as Matthew Stevens here on guitar, you guys are part of what's called the Next Collective.
Mm-hmm.
What does it mean to be next?
Yeah, I know. Well, to be next, I don't know particularly what it refers to, but...
It doesn't matter as long as you're having fun, though.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, it's just like the next thing that, for all of us that are involved in the project, kind of a meeting ground to do a collective project. So I think that in general, that's what it would for. I never really thought about that until you just asked why it's called Next Collective. But that would be the answer. Yeah. And it's on iTunes now.
In a lot of ways, very reminiscent of the Blue Note New Directions band, which featured Jason Moran.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think out of that band, that's where his trio was born, the right. Bandwagon. So I don't know if a trio will be formed from the Next Collective. Maybe.
We'll see what's next.
Oh, yeah, maybe. We'll see what's next. Very nice. Very nice. You're leaving me in the dust with your wit right now.
Sorry. Well, we have one tune next, Walter. Uh-huh.
We do.
Tell us what it is.
Well, what did we decide the title was going to be?
I believe we called it Fing Fast.
Oh, Fing Fast. Right.
Yes.
It's deceptively fast.
Deceptively fast.
This is another one. Like, if I looked at it on paper, I would be like, really? But listening to it, it sounds really simple and kind of easygoing, I guess.
Well, none of you look at the paper then and just play it.
Well, then that would be a whole thing. Whole other thing, yeah.
Fing Fast, Walter Smith and his quintet. Thank you so much for being a part of the Checkout Live.
Thanks for having us.
All right.
All right.
Take it away. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
the Walter Smith Quintet and the Checkout Live at Berkeley. Matthew Stevens on the guitar. Look at Clarence Penn on drums. Harish Raghavan on the bass. Taylor Eichste piano. Walter Smith III on the tenor saxophone. My name is Josh Jackson. This concludes our second season of the Checkout Live at Berkeley, and we are looking forward very much to being back again in the fall. Be sure to, those of you who are on campus, look for giant posters that say the Checkout Live. And also, you can go to npr.org/checkoutlive and see our upcoming shows, as well as listen to a lot of things that we've done in the past. I'd like to thank Rob Hayes very much. Yes. Also, Michael Borghita from Berkeley. A special thanks to Reggie Lofton and the staff at Berkeley Video Services, in addition to Forrest O'Connor and Concert Window. That's how we're able to stream our live video. We recorded music at the Burn here. Our engineer is David Tallickson from WBGO, with some assistance from the students at the Burn and Chad Blinman. I'd like to thank Steve Nichols and everyone here at the Red Room for being so gracious and having us on these Thursday nights. I'm Josh Jackson. Thanks again. Patrick Jaranwatanan from NPR Music, also Tim Wilkins from WBGO. All these people to thank, and that's because a lot of effort goes into creating these special programs, and I hope that those of you who enjoy this will take a moment and consider becoming a member of WBGO so that we can continue to do this stuff. Make your pledge online at WBGO.org. Thanks again. I'm Josh Jackson. This is Member Supported. WBGO Newark. And now that we're off the radio, just know that there is a second set of